and fed John the Baptist, my patron saint, how well I know, had his head lopped off. What's the lesson? The lesson is that there are two stages in world history. The stage is before Christ and the stage since Christ. We casually, for example, date 1990. In a couple of weeks, 1991. Most people don't realize 1990, even the non-Christian world, everybody simply uses that date. That date marks the turning point in history. Before the coming of Christ and ever since. But just as there were those when Christ did come who believed in him, a small fraction, and those who refused to believe in him, the majority. One of the hardest things to wrap our minds around is the fact that after almost 2,000 years, most of the world is not yet Christian. No doubt, one reason is because many of the world have never had Christ preached to them. That's surely not the case with the Western world. There were those at Christ's coming who not only did not believe in him, but every crucifix in every Catholic church in the world stands as a symbol of one thing: those who had had Christ speak to them and not only did not believe in him, but what does willful, proud man do to God when he speaks to man and tells him to repent of his sins? Kills him. And with a Christless world, when the Messiah did come, get to Jesus, it is doing, how well I know, how very well I know, is doing for the mystical Christ, his church. You cannot, I repeat the verb, you cannot be a true, authentic, honest to God follower of Christ without being hated by the world. It's impossible. You can only compromise with the world, and then the world will accept you. You refuse to compromise and remain faithful to Jesus Christ, and I swear you're going to pay dearly for your loyalty. That's the lesson. How we desperately need to know the logic of Christianity. Christ, we believe, is God. He's in the world. We need to realize that Christ did come. He is teaching the world. He is proclaiming the truth. But even as they did with him 2,000 years ago, so they are doing to him now. And the more faithful we try to be to this God we command, the more like him, and I use the verb advisedly, the more like him, the world will also crucify us. Lord Jesus, we believe you are our God, who became man, and who died on the cross for proclaiming the truth. Give us the strength never, never to be unfaithful to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What we've just read is a long genealogy of Jesus, beginning with Abraham and then ending with Mary, the mother of the Messiah. As you know, there are two genealogies in the Gospels. This one of Matthew, being written for the converts from Judaism, and it starts with Abraham and ends with Mary, the mother of Jesus. The genealogy of Luke begins with Adam and goes all the way down up to Mary and Jesus. What are some of the lessons that we ought to learn from this detailed genealogy of our Lord? First of all, that Jesus, although he was indeed the Son of the living God, was human, conceived and born of a human mother. God became man that he might save sinful man. But for our present purpose, especially to teach us that God became man, to show us how we human beings are to live. In the Decalogue that Moses brought to the people on Mount Sinai, the human race was told what to do. When God became man, with a stress on